Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Ben Klube, CEO of Energy Pathways. Welcome back, Ben. Hope you're well.
Hi there. Yeah, great to be here and looking forward to the discussion.
Absolutely, yeah. So obviously today we aim to discuss a significant update for the UK's energy transition landscape. The new UK government will retain the decarbonisation investment allowance in the energy profits levy, a move that supports decarbonisation efforts. Energy Pathways PLC, an integrated energy transition company, sees this as a positive sign for projects like their Marham Energy Storage Hub or MESH. This zero emission gas and hydrogen storage facility in the UK IRC aims to reduce carbon footprints and bolster energy security. Please, can you add some colour to this news and explain what MESH means for high deliverability storage services to the UK market, Ben?
Yeah, sure. So Energy Pathways, as you've said, is an integrated energy transition company, and we're looking for to develop opportunities in the UK energy space that provide the UK with energy security and clean energy supply to support its journey to net zero. And our MESH project, or the Marham Energy Storage Hub, is a project designed to meet those strategic objectives. So we're looking to develop this energy storage hub in the located off the North Lancashire coast, about 11 miles offshore, to provide a clean energy supply to meet the UK market needs as it transitions to net zero.
So, Ben, the situation that our new government chancellor, Rachel Reeves, confirmed last week, I think, or maybe even this week, was basically now that the decarbonisation investment allowance was set at 80%. So these companies that are having huge amounts of tax to pay in the North Sea and on any stuff that they do there, they're allowed to reinvest those profits and get an 80% allowance on that. Is that the way this will work, or am I misreading this?
Yeah, so the energy profits levy was introduced under the previous government, and it's been amended on a couple of occasions previously. So these recent announcements by the new government are amendments to an existing fiscal structure. In the changes that have been announced by the new government in a number of areas on the energy profits levy, firstly, there was an increase to the override tax rate, so moving it from 75 to 78. There's also an extension to the sunset clause, and there was a statement of amendment to the investment allowance structure and capital allowance structure. And let's say all of those would have an adverse effect on the general conventional oil and gas sector. The point of interest that we've highlighted in our release is the statement that the existing decarbonisation allowance, investment allowance of 80%, has been retained. And we take that as a signal that projects moving forward that are under the energy profits levy regime, where their investments and steps being taken to decarbonize energy supply and development, then this decarbonization allowance is an attractive feature for that. So, and it marries well with the project that we're seeking to do, whereby we are seeking to deliver decarbonized development and energy supply into the UK.
And MESH itself, just give people an idea of the Marham project and what it will involve and why it is effectively a green project to bring this gas online.
So MESH is sort of the key attribute of the field is that it has excellent high quality reservoirs, which are well suited for storage operations, in that stored energy in the form of gas or hydrogen can be produced and delivered from those reservoirs quickly. And And that's an attractive feature for a storage asset, in that as the UK energy demand profile becomes more intermittent with increased wind penetration, the utilisation of a gas, at least initially as a transition fuel, will have much more of an intermittent demand profile, and being able to source energy supply from these reservoirs essentially on demand will be an attractive in the future UK energy landscape.
You say initially as a fuel that will keep us till we are 100% renewable, but is that really realistic? I mean, to be 100% renewable, because, you know, the wind doesn't blow, the sun doesn't shine, and whatever else we're going to use for renewables aren't necessarily always going to be there. Do you not see that, or do you not feel that there are always going to be a requirement for some sort of fossil fuel, whether it be gas, whether it be, you know, the petrol, the diesel, whatever, in our system? Or am I dreaming?
No, not at all. And I think that's well recognised. What you're saying is that, and with the new government, they too share the view that natural gas is going to be a key part of the energy mix for decades to come. So it's about how gas is going to be used as wind capacity is expanded within the UK, and that trajectory is still planned for the UK energy mix. So we're looking at renewable wind capacity increasing from where we are now 2 to 3 times. But as you've rightly said, there will be periods, and that's clear, that the wind doesn't blow and energy demand needs to be met. And in terms of a technology perspective, that demand is really seen to be and understood to be met by dispatchable gas supply.
And just, Ben, just explain how big this is, this mesh, because I believe that there's an estimated storage capacity of some 50 billion cubic feet of gas, which I think is equivalent to that of that we've talked about, the Rough field before, which is obviously currently the UK's largest gas storage asset. But how many years do you think that this mesh will be able to sort of, this high deliverability storage service to the UK for?
Yeah, so the storage facility, the mesh storage facility, yeah, we estimate it's going to be able to store, have working gas storage capability of 50 billion cubic feet of gas. As you've rightly said, that's equivalent to the current Rough storage facility, which is the UK's largest. And that's approximately sort of 50% of current UK gas storage capacity. In terms of the life of the asset, we're designing the operation and the facilities such that it will have a life of in the order of 25 years. So that, you know, provides sort of a long-term value proposition for our investors with that long life operation.
So do you envisage that there's potential for some of these bigger companies to come in and partner with you in terms of using this tax allowance to invest, so that they don't have to pay this exorbitant 78% tax, which seems absolutely anyway, such as that?
In terms of, we are talking to a number of, I'd say, tier one energy and engineering companies who have shown an interest in this project. Those discussions are coming in. How they get involved with the project, that, you know, that's to be determined. But we're very encouraged by the interest that we've had by major companies in what we're trying to do.
Yeah, it certainly seems like if you have the opportunity to pay the UK government 78%, or alternatively, you can offset 80% of that, it would be rather a sensible option to invest in these things, especially as this is obviously going to benefit the UK overall. Give us an idea how much more expensive, both in cost and in its green criteria, is your project over the LNG that we currently have to bring in.
Well, in terms of the cost of a development, we're still working through that component, but the philosophy that we have is that we're developing the facility such that the capital is being used efficiently, whereby we set it up, the development has a storage operation. However, the existing storage reservoir is effectively full of gas from the word go, and those facilities will produce the existing gas, and then the asset will transition to storage operations utilizing the same development and facilities. So the associated revenue streams coming from the storage operation essentially using the same capex. That's our philosophy of development approach. In terms of the benefit to the UK, in terms of cost of energy, it should be noted that the UK, in a relative sense, has a very low gas storage capability at the moment in comparison to European countries and actually any of the major economies of the world. And you know, the likes of France and Germany and Netherlands currently have in the order of, I would say, about 10 times the storage capacity of the UK. So as the UK becomes increasingly dependent on imports, and that's seen as largely LNG imports and the stretching of that supply chain, expansion of UK storage capacity gives it the ability to help moderate the impacts of global commodity prices and supply shocks going forward.
Okay, very good. And from a green perspective, how much better is the project than bringing in the LNG?
So the gas within the Marram reservoirs, the carbon intensity of that gas is orders of magnitude. It's at least a tenth of imported LNG. So the mere act of just producing out those gas reduces the carbon footprint and avoids the UK utilizing LNG, which has a significantly greater detrimental impact on the environment.
Very good. Well, we look forward to hearing the next news as you move forward with these discussions and this project, Ben, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Yep, and that was Ben Coopsey of Energy Pathways. Thanks very much for your time.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.